Story 64, Vegas Mash Village. It was a gamble.
Over the years, many groups came to study our work with the desire to replicate our programs and our approach in their own cities. It makes me feel happy to know what we started in downtown San Diego to help neighbors in need has expanded into other areas. Some of those housing solutions and programs still exist today. But there's one we got involved with in the mid-1990s that was started with the best of intentions, but no longer exists. Father Joe's Mash Village, Mobile Assistance and Shelter for the Homeless. The city of Las Vegas contacted us with a plan to build a new homeless shelter on a large plot of land it owned. They wanted to hire us to run it for them. The pitch was that they'd build it, and when it was all ready to go, we'd come in and manage it. The original deal we set up with them was that we'd get paid $500,000 per year for 5 years in exchange for managing all aspects of the shelter, including duplicating our programs there. Then at the end of that period, we'd own the building outright and we'd continue to run it, helping Las Vegas residents experiencing homelessness and poverty. But that is not what ended up happening. There were some key things that contributed to what ended up being the failure of Mash Village and ultimately resulted in the building's destruction. For one thing, we were not involved in the building design or construction at all. The group that was hired to design the building had not consulted with us. Since it was a city-funded and directed building project, we weren't involved in any of the construction process at all either. Yet, it didn't seem strange to me since it was Las Vegas, which is a builder's paradise. There are construction projects going on in that city constantly, most of which are quality-built high-rises specifically constructed and designed for providing fantastic accommodations. When the day came for me to go out there and tour the newly constructed housing building, one major thing was missing. It didn't have a kitchen. As I walked around the dining area with Vince Bartolotta, our chairman at the time, we kept opening doors looking for the kitchen, but we couldn't find it. After opening what turned out to be another storage closet, I asked, "Where's the kitchen?" The person who was touring us around said they didn't build a kitchen for the shelter. You should have seen the look on my face. Shocked, I said, "What? There has to be a kitchen. How are you intending to serve hundreds of meals every day without a kitchen?" The decision that was made by those in charge of the project's design and construction was that all meals would be brought in by a catering company. That didn't make any sense to me whatsoever. On the bare minimum of meals, that meant they'd be bringing in hundreds of meals 3 times a day for the residents of the 180-bed shelter, not to mention those seeking daily services who were unsheltered. This decision was an expensive one that I'd never make. Also, since there was no kitchen on site, there was no way to receive donated food from casinos and hotels because the health code requires a kitchen on the premise to handle prep food for all consumable donations. What would be discovered years down the line was that the building wasn't constructed to code. They cut a lot of corners during construction and didn't follow building codes. How were they able to do this? Well, the same people who were responsible for enforcing building codes owned the land and building and were able to pass all their own inspections. Naturally, no one knew this until the building started falling apart and the corners of rooms were sinking. Faulty construction aside, once new officials were elected, the deal made for us to own the building was rescinded. That infuriated me, especially since Father Joe's Villages in San Diego had been subsidizing Mash Village in Las Vegas to the tune of $1 million annually for a few years by that time. We had been losing money on the deal, but the prospect of owning the building kept me in it. When they took all that away, we gave our 6-month notice that we'd be pulling out. And sure enough, a few months later, after we left, MASH Village was closed and the building torn down, just like that. As it turned out, Lady Luck was on our side in Las Vegas because owning that poorly constructed building would have been a huge loss for us.